Builders, sorry, are starting to see homeowners struggling with low-wall cash offers from insurers that won't cover the cost of repairing their flood-damaged homes. Some Aucklanders say they've been offered tens of thousands of dollars less than what their own tradies have quoted for the work. Amy Williams has the story.
Auckland resident Jen Jones has to replace her kitchen, flooring and part of the ceiling after her house flooded in the anniversary weekend storm. A project manager by trade, she got quotes for the repair work of about $90,000. But the insurer's own scope came in at just over $20,000.
I was just gobsmacked. Like, the lady on the phone, she goes, oh, yeah, so I can see that we've had their quote through and it's all been approved. So if you're happy, I can just process that payment through today of $24,000. And I think I scoffed. I was like, no.
Jen Jones says the insurer told her their $24,000 offer was a like-for-like replacement. But the insurer would not provide her with its scope of work for the job so she could compare with her own builder's cost estimate.
It was all very cagey. I asked them for a scope. They ended up going to the builder and the builder said, no, we're not going to send our scope. You send us her scope and quotes and we'll look at it and give you feedback. It's like they know that they've undercut it and so they don't want me to see it.
Ms. Jones has since revised her quote down and the insurer has upped theirs, but it's still half what she says the repairs will cost. She'll lodge a complaint if it's not resolved because insurers are required to release the scope of work they base a settlement offer on. The government's claims resolution service is helping people settle problems and so far nearly 550 have asked for help related to the Auckland anniversary flooding and Cyclone Gabrielle, of which more than half have been resolved. The services director, Darren Wright, says many relate to the scope of work insurers are providing.
We're discovering that some of them are actually full and final. So what that can do in certain circumstances is transfer the ongoing risk from the insurer to the homeowner. And that is something that we're concerned about and really encouraging homeowners to make sure that they do seek some independent advice.
Auckland builder Lachlan Wilkinson says he's seen some lowball offers from insurers. His most recent quote was to replace two bathrooms and bedroom jib to dry out the framing after the house flooded in the anniversary weekend storm.
We came in around about $100,000 to do all the work with all the outsourced trades, and the insurance builders seem to think that they came in at like $50,000. So, you know, that's a big gap. And there's just no way that it can be done for that sort of price.
Lachlan Wilkinson also says it's hard getting insurers to hand over their scope of work, but when they do, he finds they have left out half of what's required for the repair job. Since the flooding in January, he's been working full-time preparing quotes.
I haven't swung a hammer since the floods myself. So, yeah, it's very time-consuming.
With 100,000 claims lodged so far for the Auckland flooding and Cyclone Gabrielle, Jen Jones says it takes persistence to get any progress.
It's the people that are hounding their insurance companies who are actually getting any kind of progress, and the ones that aren't haven't even had assessors for their properties yet.
And it might help to know that insurers have a responsibility to update customers every 20 business days until their claim is resolved.
Amy Williams reporting there, and we'll be speaking with the Insurance and Financial Services Ombudsman later in the hour. The officers received a record-breaking number of complaints about the insurance industry.